Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIU.
Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially?
At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
To have a fruitful life, we must trust in God's word.
Yes.
Trust in the Lord. So we're hearing all this, the evidence of a fruitful life. Well, how do we produce it? We know in the previous weeks we taught that we must be born again.
Yes.
So once we are born again, then now we have to trust the Lord. How do we trust him? Through his word, believing that his word is the final authority. The word of God is the final authority to every controversy, to every opinion, to every discussion, to every feeling. The word of God is the final authority.
Psalms 9, verse 10. Psalms 9, verse 10. Let me find it this morning. We got to trust.
And these who know your name will put their trust in you.
Yeah.
For you, Lord, have not forsaken those who seek you.
Oh, what a word on this Tuesday morning. David says, those of us who know the name of the Lord will do what? Put our trust in him. You know the name of the Lord out there in Riddleland on this Tuesday morning. Now, this follows that we put our trust in God. And once we put our trust in God, God will never let us down. We have the security here. We have the assurance. Those that trust in God, put their trust in God, he will never, never let them down. You'll never be ashamed. You'll never be ashamed. You will never be ashamed. So let us trust him this morning. Let us put our trust in him today. Because the Lord will never, never, never forsake us. That's it. If you put your trust in God, let me repeat this on this Tuesday, he will never, never, never forsake us. What an assurance there. So we have the guarantee, the assurance that our job is to trust God.
Yeah. His word is the unshakable solution to the situation. His word is the unshakable solution to the situation. There's other options and such that will come, that will present themselves, but those are to try to get us, lure us out of the unshakable word of God. But when we choose that we are going to trust God and we will not be shaken from that word, we will see the full manifestation of that word. The enemy is counting on us taking an escape route from our faith, so that we can come in agreement with the lesser when God has provided us with the more. So we have to remain consistent. Those words that we gave yesterday to try to expound on the word abide, which Jesus said seven times between John chapter 15, verse 4 and verse 7. Abide. What does it mean? To remain.
To stay.
To continue. To be constant.
Yeah.
To be consistent.
Yes.
If we continue to do that, we remain bound, abiding in the word of God, we will see the full manifestation. The enemy's trying to get us out of position. so that when reaping day comes, when manifestation comes, that we're not there to experience the fullness of it. He wants us a little bit to the outskirts or far, far away. He doesn't want us in divine alignment with what God said. Because if we remain in divine alignment, we will reap the harvest of the word seed that has been deposited through the word of God. So we got to find the word. Remember that faith, it's a living force. It's drawn from the word of God. So it's rooted in the word of God. We must have a word. If you say you're operating in faith for something, you're believing God for something, well, what is the word, the specific scripture that it's rooted in? Because then it will bring forth the manifestation if we continue to remain rooted. It sounds a little funny, but sometimes we say about pot Christians, that they're a pot. They live their life, their fruit tree, it's in a pot. So yeah. When they get upset somewhere, they just move their pot to another church, or they just move their pot to another fellowship. But if we remove the pot and allow the tree to grow the roots deep down into the ground, it becomes immovable. It becomes unshakable. And it's able then to continue to produce over and over again at a rate greater than that boundary of the pot. And when we get in our feelings, we want to take our little pot Christianity and we want to move it from place to place. And then we wonder, well, why are our lives not flourishing? We have to be committed to the word, to the place that God has assigned us it to serve in order to bring forth the totality of his assignment for us in that place. If we continue to move around too soon and just up in our pot, I'm going here, I'm going there. Well, the grass looks greener over there. Well, the expression says that the grass is greener where you water it at. So it's always going to look greener, but it's really truly greener where you water it at.
So you know why that is? Because people go to church and they're very carnal. They look at the carnality of it. They don't look at what's being preached and what's being taught. If you are in a Bible-believing church and they're preaching the true word of God, there's no reason to take your pot and go somewhere else because you see something. You know, they pick, well, this one said this one and this one said that. No, that's all carnal. You need to focus and abide in him. I'm going to read Jeremiah 29, verse 11. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. So what it's saying is the thoughts are of peace and the evil thoughts are not from him. So when we need to say, if we're getting these thoughts in our mind, we should come back with, Lord, your word says and says what and say what it says. And then another evil thought will come in and you do again, Lord, your word says.
Yes.
And we have that's abiding in him. That's holding on to the vine that never moves, that's so strong. You know, there are trees that are standing for hundreds and hundreds of years, no matter what the hurricanes or whatever. And why? It's because they're rooted and they're unshakable. Not only do we need to have unshakable solutions, but our faith needs to be unshakable because things are going to try to shake it.
Yeah.
So we have to go back at it with God's word and say, Lord, your word says, no, that negative thought is not what the word says. And that's the way to do it.
Hallelujah. Emily, as you were saying that and explaining that, I remember we both was flying last month to Washington, D.C. Mm-hmm. And we went in the plane and we strapped down. We have to trust the pilot.
Mm-hmm.
And then he came on and he tells us that we're going to be flying into Washington, D.C. He's going to get us there. But it's going to be choppy. He says, we're going to experience this flight is going to be choppy. He tells us that there's going to be lots of turbulence. And sure it was. He take off and there was lots of turbulence. That even, listen guys, the stewardess start to serve the food, and they got to go sit down. they couldn't finish it. They got to sit down. Mm-hmm. Sit down to that flight because it was. So we sit there. I sit there now, and I got to trust this pilot.
Mm-hmm. What he said.
What he says. He give me a word. He give us a word. He says it's going to be choppy. We're going to experience it. Yes, we startled. But he also says he's going to get us there safe. Mm-hmm. He says he's going to get us there safe. And so, like you says, Emily, now the peace is there. And whatever raises it in my mind, I just says, the captain says he's going to get us there safe. So we're going to be okay. So I got to let all those thoughts erase out of my mind and hold on to that word. That's physical here I'm talking about.
Yeah.
How much more God?
Yeah.
Come on now. How much more God? So our problem that we have, we do not have that trust in him. And we are not practicing Jeremiah 29 that you just read. So if someone, that's so great this morning. If someone out there, you are tormented in your spirit, and you don't have no peace, go to Jeremiah 29, verse 11, as Emily read that. Can you read that one more time? Because maybe someone needs to get that. You got to have peace, and it comes from God. That's where you go. God knows everything's going to be okay. Go, can you read that?
For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord. Thoughts of peace, not of evil.
Yeah.
To give you a future and a hope.
Boom. So we okay. So the turbulence of life, you're okay. Have peace. Have peace. The turbulence of life, have peace. You have to have peace. And we teach it, and Diane, you teach it, Emily teach it. You have to have the word of God. That's where peace comes from.
Yeah, we tend to want to fix things all the time because we want to be in control. So it's hard to let go and let somebody else be in control. Yeah.
Yes.
That's our carnality. We want to fix it.
Yes, because we don't worry if you're driving the car. If you're driving the car, you're not worried. You think you got it. But if somebody else is driving that car, you worry. That's it, Emily.
Exactly.
You worry about every move that person make. But when you're driving it, you're not worried about it. That's the truth.
Yeah. When we're the driver, we're trying to do 10 things at once while we're driving.
Yeah.
Not worried about it. But if you're in the passenger seat, you see the driver.
You said, put that phone down. Don't be texting.
Isaiah chapter 55, starting at verse 8, says, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts. So we have to know that God knows best. He has the training. The pastor gave the example about the pilot. The pilot has the training. Pastor may have the movies that he watched, but the pilot has the training to be able to go through such turbulence and know that they're going to be able to come out okay on the other side. So let's trust that God knows. His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. His ways are higher than our ways. Make your day count.
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them.
Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
He calms the storm so that its waves are still. Hear the sound? On WMIE 91.5 FM.
When the mountains look so big. Jesus, you are the one, gives me hope when the day is done. My hands are lifted to you, yeah. Jesus, you are the King, you are the reason why I sing. My heart.